the Mishnah brought down that be'etzem it's noig b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis. Gemara asks that if it's noig shaloi b'fnei abayis, there's no reason to say it's not noig b'zman hazeh. Ask the Gemara, mihoche. The Mishnah said b'fnei abayis v'shaloi b'fnei abayis, mihoche. Afilu yidna. Even today, we should be noig nami, we should be noig da'alochas b'maisa b'ayimah. Says the Gemara, "Ked Ravune, Tomar Ravune Gezeira Mishum Yosef." There's a Gezeira of a Yosef, and that's the reason why we don't do it. In other words, people may bring a Yosef into the corral and make Maisa Behem on the Yosef. That's the pastures, and Memela. If that's how Rashi teaches. Shalo yachne, the Rashi says you shouldn't bring a yosem into the deal with Sasa. And Memela were concerned that that will occur. So obviously, first of all, you have to know. I mean, the Gemara right away asks, so what's the difference between Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Habayis? If you're worried that people are going to put a yosem into the deer, a yosem is defined in halacha by a behemoth that's born after the mother dies. Okay? So in other words, never had a mother. Okay? So that's not a chashash more b'zman habayis. So if you're really worried about that chashash, so you should never do ma'isa behemoth. Chazal should have been mevatel ma'isa behemoth. Very strange gemara. I mean, you can ask that on any Gzeres Chazal. Right? Chazal's Gzeres were progressive. They weren't always there. That the Chazanish asks. Stam, what's the Gemara talking about? Sometime during the Golos, Chazal made a Gzera that you shouldn't make Maisa Behemoth today because you may unknowingly put a Yosem into the corral. Right? So the Gemara asks, Yehochi, so why did they ever not have this Gzera? What kind of question is that? Lo yikhalo eraneh, right? So what the Gemara could ask, Meikoranami, why didn't they always have an issue to read lo eraneh? Because the gzeris of Chazal were given progressively as they were negeya. Chazal gave the gzeris. It's a very strange Gemara. What the Gemara's kasha is. And every gzeris is like that. Not to ride a behemah on Shabbos. That was also a progressive because it happened later. So, what's going on? What the Gemara even asks. But the Gemara says, Ella must be Efshabach Rosa. Ella Mai, they would announce and let people know the halachas of Maisa Behemah, like all areas of halacha. No, Chanami Efshabach Rosa. And the Gemara goes to a new pshat, which is Taka only Neig Bizman Hazeh. At the Gemara's conclusion. Now, the Chazanish, Taka has a whole different Mahalacha to learn the Sugya. But the Milchas Chinuch, the way the Milchas Chinuch understands this Gzeira, is he understands that Chazal can never make a Gzeira which is Mevatel or Mitzvah. They don't have such an ability to make a gzeira that's mevatel mitzvah. They cannot do. Right? Moshe. The only reason they're able to make a gzeira Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yes B'Shabbos was because it's only Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yes B'Shabbos. But let's say Chazal were afraid Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. And they made a generic gzeira. You can never blow Shefer because Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. Chazal can't do that. Shabbos, you're not allowed to blow. Shema Yavirenu. But they didn't implement the Gzeira, Shemi Yisak, and Klei Shir on a Shofar and say, you could never blow Shofar. Why? Because that would have been Mevatel a Mitzvah. Chazal cannot do that. Chazal cannot be Oikar a Mitzvah. So the way the Menachas Chinuch understands is that the Gzeiras Chazal can only be if they're limited to a situation. So he says like this, if Chazal are going to make a Gzeira, of Yotham, so they're basically canceling out the mitzvah of Maisa. And that would have endless. Once Chazal make the takana, it's loyalum lo me'alomim. The gzera is a gzera. He says, so then that would also include bizman abayis, meaning from now on bizman abayis. It would from now on there is no ma'aser behemah. Chazal can't do that. So when the Gemara says yochi afilu meikara nami, the Gemara does not dafka meikara. The Gemara is not asking why the gzera wasn't meikara. The Gemara is asking the gzera is all inclusive. So now this gzera becomes a bittul in the mitzvah of ma'aser behemah. Fine, could be. That's part of the Gemara's question. The point is, you can't make a gzeira which potentially could be oikar mitzvah. That's the way he understands the Gemara. So when the Gemara says meikar nami, the Gemara is not asking why didn't they make the gzeira at the beginning. The Gemara is asking once they make such a gzeira, which is not based on time, it's not based on place, it's a generic gzeira on the mitzvah of ma'aser behemah. So then, you're being like a ma'aser behemah. That's zikha you can't do. And then it's exactly like Zev said. So what they do at the beginning? Hachrozah, which is like a roita bendel. It's the same thing. The point is, they did something, they mitigated it. Hachanami efshabachrozah. That's the point of the Gemara. That's the way the Mechaz Chinuch says. Mechaz Chinuch has a little bit of a different mahalach in the Gemara. But what's more shver is why is there okay. Maskana Gemara is different. The Maskana of the Gemara is Amoraba Mishim Takol. The Maskana of the Gemara has nothing to do with Yosem. Right? But you should know that Yosem is not only a psul by Ma'aser Behemah. Yosem is a general psul. Right? So why would it be that they were more choshish for Yosem over here than anywhere else? In other words, it seems like Yosem is more of a problem than anything else. In fact, the gears that we have here in the Gemara, they were only worried about Yosem. They weren't worried maybe he'll put in a mechusas man. There were other psulim. The Gemara doesn't say they were worried about other psulim. Yetzidoifin. The Gemara seems to be saying that the whole gzeira was only on Yosem. Some actually are so bothered with this, they changed the gears. In other words, the Gemara says, Hayidna nami, why don't we do ma'aser behemah today? The Gemara says, we're worried about Yosem. And the only problem the Gemara had with that was Yehochim Eikoranami and Efshabachroz, and the Gemara gives solutions. Yeah? Why isn't the Gemara bothered that you can make a gzera on any psul kachim? Why dafka Yosem? Yosem is a regular generic psul kachim. It's not only a psul over here. Psul in general. So it sounds like from our sugya that Yosem is more of a psul, is more of a chashash by Ma'aser Behemah than it would be anywhere else. And that's why the Gemara is handling that they would be mevatel the mitzvah Ma'aser Behemah al Yosem. And the Gemara says, well, we have a solution. We could mitigate it by doing Achrozah. Well, what's going on? So I was thinking perhaps there's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Really, by every Yosem, it's a very big challenge to find a Yosem. Because it's like this. If the mother dies after the baby's born, it's not a yosem. It's not a yosem. It's an orphan, but it's not a yosem. It's not a kachim dikei yosem. A kachim dikei yosem means the mother died, the child never had a mother. So if the baby's born and then a second later the mother dies, that's not a yosem in halach. If the mother dies a second before the baby comes out, then the baby is a yotze doifim. It's a Yosef. And it's possible for a different reason. You don't have to come on to Yosef, and it's possible for Kachem. You don't have to come on to Yosem. So Yosem is only Shayach, where Zepi, the Tosis brings on Zepirish Lachayim and Zepirish Lamavas. At that split second that the child is born, simultaneously the mother died. Right? Technically, it's Yefshel Samson. It's to find that situation is kimat not benimsa. It was never nogeya. Either we passel the Vlad because of Yetzer Doifen, or we'll be machshir the Vlad because the mother was alive when it was born. It's bchalal not the tzeif shel Samson. And even, so Elamai, it's only in a case where it looks like that's what happened. But even if it looks like that's what happened, it's the Efshel Tzamsa. It's the Efshel Tzamsa. Which means that halachically, even if it looks like it happened at the same moment, we're not going to assume that. So how do you ever have a Psul Yosem? No, Yetzer Doifen doesn't matter. As long as the mother wasn't alive, the mother could have died 10 minutes. The mother could have died 10 minutes before the lid.
That's a psul.
Psul.
So is it the same psul as it was Yosef? In other words, do we need to know whether it was Yetzer Doifen or Yosef?
Well, if the mother looked alive until the birth, and there was a regular birthing process, we're not going to assume that it was a Yetzer Doifen. We're not going to assume it's a Yetzer Doifen. The birthing process itself would tell us, oh, the mother was alive. So Yetzer Doifen is much easier to clarify. Because if we see a regular birthing process, we assume it's not a Yetzer Doifen. The mother was alive. Right? Elamai, it looked like as the mother was delivering, it looked like it was dying. So we're making this new assumption that it was Zepirish L'chaim and Zepirish L'mavas, which in Halacha is the Efshel Tzamtzum. We don't make such an assumption. We don't make such an assumption. So that's all I'm saying is, so normally, going back to the, normally, we would never assume that a Vlad is a Yosef. Either we see that it's a Yetzer Doifen. Either we see it's a Yetzer Doifen. That would be A. Or B, we would assume that it's not a Yosef. Because in order for it to be a Yosef, it would have to be Efshel Tzamtzum. It would have to be that we see it happening together and we rely on our assessment that it was simultaneously. Okay? The Yetzer Doifen is something that's nicker, that we would see, normally. Okay? We're going to make an assumption, we saw the mother died close and near to the delivery time. We assume then that what happened was the mother died simultaneously while the Vlad came out, which would render the Vlad a Yosef. Okay, so Lemaisa, based on the way we paskin of Efshel Tzamtzum, L'chaira, we wouldn't be able to make such an assertion. So we would be left with a assumption that it's not a Yosem. If it's not a Yetzer Doifen, it's not a Yosem either. The only way, what I'm trying to say is like this. The only way for it to leave the realm of a Yetzer Doifen and enter the realm of Yosem as if it's Efshel Tzamtzum. Otherwise, you're left with either a label of Yetzer Doifen, or if that label couldn't be given because that mother was alive as the later began, then you're going to rely on Efshel Tzamtzum to take it out of the Yetzer Doifen, to take it. We already said it's not a Yetzer Doifen. Now we're going to say, oh, you're a Yosem. But that can only happen if you hold Efshel Tzamtzum. If you'll leave Efshel Tzamtzum, you can never make such an assertion. So what are you left with? You're left with a, like every Efshel Tzamtzum, what does every Efshel Tzamtzum mean? We went into this barichas, the beginning of the Masechta. Efshel Tzamtzum doesn't mean it's impossible. Efshel Tzamtzum means it's unlikely. We don't assume it. Doesn't mean it couldn't have happened. It means, if you see something that looks precise, you have to assume it's not precise. It doesn't mean it can't be precise. It means you can't assume it's precise. Right? So you're left with then likelihood. So for sure there's a roiv that the kid's not a yosem. So l'chor, if you want to passel this kid al yosem, there's going to be a roiv that it's not a yosem. So l'chor, what I'm saying is simple. The psul yosem, although technically it's there, from a practical standpoint, it's not negeya. It would only be negeya if you hold mefarches is a chai, then it would be negeya. Because if mefarches is a chai, it's very simple. You shech the mother, right? The mother is still mefarches, and it gives birth to the vlad. So there, halachically speaking, you say mefarches is a mace. So it's a yosem. Right? It's not a Yetzer Doifen. But that's all if you assume That a mafachis is not a yetzer doifen. That's also a debate. Some hold that, meaning, while it's jumping around, while it's being mafachesis, while it's jumping around, so it's acting alive, but it's post-shchita. For a goy, mafachis is kechai. A goy is chai for evim and achai. If you would slaughter an animal, shechta simonim, and the animal's still moving, and the goy would pull off a limb, he'd be chai for evim and achai. By Yisrael, shchita is matia. But the shaila is, when the animal's in that state, when it's mafachis, is it a chai or a meis? So we hold that a mafachis is kemes. So l'chaira, if you would shecht an animal, and the animal would be mafachis, and the vlad would come out, l'chaira, you have the same issue. Either it's a yotze doifen, if it's dead, it's a yotze doifen. And if it's not dead, right, if it's not dead, then it's not a yosem. It should be one or the other. But here's a window where there is a chiddush from Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon Shkop. The Amidas L'chaker La'alocha brings down B'Shem Rav Shimon Shkop a chiddush. That a yotze doifen is a mechanical issue. Meaning, if a vlad was born through a birthing process, so it's not a yotze doifen. So therefore, a mafachis would be a way to extend the yosem period. Because basically, you shech the mother. Halachically, the mother is dead. But the mother's body is still functioning. And it delivers a baby. So if you learn that the mother delivers a baby on its own, with its own, whatever's in there, right, its own energy. That's not called a yotze doifen. So there you would have a hechatimtza of a extended yosem period. Without it, you wouldn't have to come out to Yevshel Samson.
You don't have to be
mitzamson. So that's that. Midas l'chaka la'alocha brings this down from Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop held that way. Rav Shimon Shkop held that. So then you would have this broader time period. But otherwise, Tosfos in Chulin says no. It has to be zepirish l'chaim v'zepirish l'misa. It has to be simultaneously. Now, if you learn that it has to be simultaneously, which is the simple way to learn, so then the whole yosem is not negei l'halocha. Only it's a very rare case where it's going to be negei. Even this case, it's only been negei if you shechted the mother. It would make sense that Chazal wouldn't have made such a gezeira, but by Maisa Behemoth is a special halacha. It's found in Bava Metzia in the Sugya of Tokfa Koyin. Asiri Vadayama Rachmona, V'loy Asiri Sofik. So by Maisa Behemoth, the halacha is that if it's even a Sofik, because there the Gemara brings the case where you have a Sofik Bechor that got mixed into the corral. So the Gemara says over there that it's, that if you're going to go put it into the corral and take it out, the whole corral now is going to be potter. Because asiri vada yom rachmona v'lo asiri sofik. Right? So the shita mukubetzes, the rosh, they ask, what do you mean? It's one animal. So one animal jumped back in, whether it was a bechor, the gemara is shtolin su bechor, it was a minyan haroi, one of the animals that went out already jumped back in. It's one. In the corral, you have 1,000. So it should be bottle of life. That's the Rosh's question. So the Rosh says no. Asiri vada yama rachmona v'lo asiri sofik. So by Maisa Behema, even if there's one in a million, there's no din of Maisa Behema. Asiri vada yama rachmona v'lo asiri sofik. So if that's the case, we could say very simple. And this I saw in the Nezer HaKodesh, he says it for Dover Poshet, that the sofik yosem, even if it would be E.F. Shol Samson, would be enough by Maisa Behena. So over there you could say very possible. You could say the reason why our Gemara only brought down Yosem, over here, Gezeri Yosem by Maisa Behena, is because it's only Shaykh by Maisa Behena. Because always it's E.F. Shol Samson. E.F. Shol Samson means we don't assume that the rare thing happened, that it was simultaneously. So even when it looks like it happened simultaneously, we assume there was a gap. Okay? Now, so normally, It's not negeya yosef b'chlal. But by ma'isa beim, it is a din asigi vadei amachmanu v'le asigi sofek. Yeah? So here, on that one in a million shot, we have to be choshish for it. It's not a vadei. So now, that's why it's only negeya over here, by ma'isa beim. If that's the case, it also makes sense why Chazal, on Havmin of the Gemara, they were only goyzer by ma'isa beim this, and why they were goyzer dafka. Because since it's a milsa d'loy shchicha, yosem, by all of Kutchin, so nobody was ever worried about Yosem. The only reason why it ever came into the picture was by Ma'isa Behem. Because since this is an Asir Vadeh Ma'achman of Le'asir Yisofik, which means there's a special exemption from the Torah, that if there's a Sofik on the Ma'isa Behem, it's Potter. And even if it's one in a million. So once there's that Aloha, so Yosem was only a real Chashash by Ma'isa Behem. Yosem was only a real chashash by Ma'isa Behem. And then that's why they only had it. That would explain, at least, the Havamin of the Gemara, why they dafka had Xeris Yosem over here. And the Gemara is asking they should make a din of Achrozah. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara comes out, L'maisa, v'chayish v'takola. The Tanya in Magdishin v'marichin v'machrimin. Bizman hazeh. V'im ovar. And if the person went, he was hikdish v'herech v'hichim behemotei okel peris ksus akelim yukav. If you mock this something, you have to let it get destroyed. If it's an animal, you let it die. And if it's peris ksus akelim, they have to get destroyed. Mois klei matches, what do you do with them? They don't get ruined. Yelech liyam ha-melech. Eze ikur, how do you do ikur? Noel delz b'fana yimeseh me'la. You have to starve the animal. Yochi b'chor nami loy likdish. So if you're worried about takola bizman hazeh, so you should be worried about b'chor also. B'chor, but he don't tell you milsa. Says the Gemara, b'chor is telling you nos. B'rechem kodesh. Okay. Now, takola, according to the Rashi, is mashma, that they'll come to be nana from the animal. According to the Rambam, he says, it's a chashash that you'll shecht it without waiting for it to get a mum, and therefore you'll be over an iser chorus. You'll be over an iser chorus of shchutei chutz. In other words, you'll be makdish to ma'isa behema. Now it's a carbon. The only thing you can do bizman hazeh is wait for it to get a mum. You won't wait for it to get a mum. You'll shech that there'll be an isakolos. Now, the Rambam's chashash seems to be much more logical. I think the other Rishonim who didn't learn like the Rambam is simple. They hold that kedusha shnia loy kitchel osed lovay. So they hold today there's no kedusha zabayas. If there's no kedusha zabayas, there's no din of shchutei chutz. The Rambam says clear that you could be makar of a korban even bizman hazeh. So according to the Rambam, if you would shech the ma'isa behema b'chutz, you'd be over yisur koras. But that's only the Rambam l'shitosa. We hold not like the Rambam. So l'didan, there's no... Okay. Says the Gemara, hochi koma. This is what we mean to say by b'chor. There's also a solution to make it shumpi kodesh. L'kninu l'udnayu l'goyim. Go be makna the ear, means a part of the mother to the goy, and then it's not kodesh, it's goy. Lo ilu kodesh meikol. Ef shekit av yudin, am av yudin mutal al mahatal mum, b'bcho kodem sheyitzil av yoylo. There's another solution. You could make a mum on the animal as it's coming out, before it's actually out, and therefore, it won't have kedushas b'choyla, so you don't have a problem. Okay, so the male, that's the reason why they didn't do it. It says, the gemara achanami, ef shekit ashadi be'mumim. So by ma'isa behema, why are you worried about takola? You can make a mum. The Gemara says you can't do that because you don't know which is going to be number 10. By the Bechor, you know which one is going to be the Bechor. Meikor miyada inovik. V'chitem et ma'avle yesh asora. You'll dafka make it go out on the 10th. Lo yivaka beitev l'amachman. You're not allowed to do that. You can't facilitate which animal comes out the 10th. V'chitem efshad ashadi beimume bekuli edre. Why don't you make a mum in the whole edel? Meheli yibona beis hamiru yishbina beimil hu yilak rov avalek. Then we want to have animals. Says the Gemara b'chol. Why don't we say by b'chol behemah the same thing? Maybe, but it's more just maybe bina behemah b'gui la'kov aleka. The Gemara says efshe b'pshutin. Simple. Hachanami efshe b'lekuchin. Lekuach is potter for mice. If you buy an animal, says the Gemara, kiven diyu shadi be'mum b'kuli edre. Since most animals will have a mum, because people will do that in order to avoid mice behemah takola. Ushchich mumei psalei b'kotchim. And there are other mumim that apply to kotchim, like doikin shabayin, like a crack on the eyelid, which is also possible. Lo yishchich. It come out that we won't have behemoth roif akram. Fine. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said, b'chul na'avaloi b'mukdosh. The Gemara is a bomb kasha. The Mishnah exempts kotchim from ma'aser behemoth. That means if not for the din of the Mishnah, you would think that there is a din of ma'aser behemoth by kotchim. How would that play out? The animal's already kodesh. You don't even own the animal. So why does the Mishnah have to exempt it? Ask the Gemara mukdoshim pshita. Why did our Mishnah have to list a separate exemption on a behemoth kodshim? It's not yours. You have no shaykhs to be makdash it. Lav di deininu. Says the Gemara, b'kodshim kalim v'alibid rabbi yosi aglidi. L'chore lies in the Gemara's question, two questions. One question, which is, l'chore, there's no mitzvah. How could there be a mitzvah for you to take ma'aser behemah, an animal that's not yours? I think even a stronger question than that is, how would the Kedusha be chal? How would the second Kedusha be chal on a behemah that already has Kedusha? Let's say it's an oil, it's a shlomit, whatever it is. It's already a pre-existing Kedusha. So how in the world would you be able to put it through and make that should be chal? Says the Gemara, very strange test. Bekotchim kalim, v'alibi the Rabbi Yisrael glili doma kotchim kalim omen bailim. Okay. This is a sugya in Bava Kama and Masech Shavuos, which l'chayra doesn't take care of any of the problems we have in our sugya. Our Gemara is asking that l'chayra by kotchim, you don't need an exemption. A, it's not yours. B, Kedusha can't be chal on an animal that already has Kedusha. You can't make ma'isa behemah on something which has another Kedusha existing. So the Gemara now brings from Mimerchak Lachma, the Gemara brings Atana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who holds, I'm sure most of you have it in your head, back of your head from Bava Kama, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that if you have a behemah that's kotchim kalim, that's mazik, you're chayef to pay. Because it's mom and bailam. It's yours. Or in Maseches Shavuos, we find the same halacha. Normally a shomer is potter. Shavuos HaShomrim, Dinei Shomrim, the Parsha Shomrim is not said by Hegdish. But Kotchim Kalim, Alib Rabbi Yosi Aglili, yeah. So if Reuven gives Shimon Behemoth Kotchim Kalim to watch, so Parsha Shomrim, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, is applicable. What's that have to do with Asuk? What's that have to do with Asuk? Over here we have two issues. Why there's no Ma'aser behemah? One is it's not yours. That's one. Two is it can't be chal. That's pre-existing kedusha. It's a shlomim. It's an oiler. It's an oshim. It's not. There's no shaychus. So what's the Gemara's answer? Two matter. So before we get to the Achroinim's kashas, there's a ktois, there's all kinds of other kashas that you could ask. Even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Gemara says in Bava Kama that the emurim don't belong to you. It's only the meat. In other words, even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the Gemara says goyvim epsorim veine goyvim emurim. Right? In other words, even according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you don't own the whole animal. There's a bilus on the meat. The emurim, you don't have a bilus on. So you don't own the whole animal. You have a bilus, but forgetting siphoning through what you own and what you don't own. I'm asking you a different kasha. What shayach bechlal, that there should be kedusha, which ultimately the end of Gemara seems to address. But the Gemara's terence is not going to help us if this is the kasha. If the kasha is, you have an animal now that has kedushas shlomim, that has kedushas oila, how could that animal now be made into ma'isa? How could it be made into another kol? It's not shayach bechlal. How could it be made into another kol? The Gemara at the end basically wants to make it into kilayim, which we'll see. The Gemara at the end wants to say, well, that's what comes out l'choyer from the Gemara's maskana. It's going to be a shlomim with some meiser halachas. It's not a medrash plia. But I'm just saying, l'choyer, the main issue we have here in the Gemara is not the fact that you don't own it, which true Rashi brings down, you don't own it. That's a weaker part of the argument. Because why? Because I would be able to argue back and say, well, no, maybe, just like you are the Baal HaKorban, you have halachas on this animal. You have to bring it, you have a Baal Ta'achar, there are halachas between you and the animal. No, you also have to be mafresh ma'aser, if it will be shayach. Huh? It's already, it's not designated. It is another carbon. You can't take an oil or a shlomim and change that. So what's bechlal going on here? What's the Gemara's? Now, Rabbi Zalman, he asked differently. He asked the other question that I'm asking you. You don't own it completely. Hekdesh also owns it, right? Hekdesh also owns it. You're not free to do what you want. Hekdesh owns it. L'moshel, the Ktzoy says in Simen Tavov, what would be, according to Rabbi Agli, the guy has a shlomim, and he sells it. So l'chayri, he could sell it. It's mom and bailim. He says the Ktzoy, no. This shlomim, when you make it a shlomim, this is now al pi halacha your shlomim. That means it has to be bought for you. If the kohen shechs it for somebody else, it's a shini bailim. It's a chsoron in lishma. So when you make something into a shlomim, you now are obligated, now this becomes the shlomim of David Resnick, and if the kohen shechs it for Joey Levy, it's a shini, it's a shloi lishma. It's a psul of shloi lishma. So the Ktzoy says that when David Resnick sells it to Joey Levy, Joey Levy could bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Joey Levy could eat the meat, whatever meat is designated for the Bailam. But the carbon is still a shlomim of David Resnick. It's not his to sell. And if the Kohen would shech Joey Levy's carbon that he bought from David Resnick, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds Mom and Bailam, if the Kohen would now shecht Joey Levy's carbon, l'shem Joey Levy, it would be shaloi l'shma. The Kohen would be over nisa the rice of doing so, and David would have to bring another carbon. Loyola l'bailim l'shem choifa. So if you made a harei alai, you have to bring another one. No, because shaloi l'shma by other korbanos is ksherim, v'loyola l'bailim l'shem choifa. You feel, you understand what I'm saying? So in other words, so this is Zalman Meltzer. He's dealing with the Gemara's answer from a different, he's coming from a different angle. He's coming and he's saying, I don't understand the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara basically is saying, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds Mom and Bailam? It's not really Mom and Bailam. The Bailam can't sell it. The Bailam don't really own the Emurim. See, he brings out from Reb Chaim that maybe the Bailam do own the Emurim. Yeah, it goes back and forth. But At most, we could say, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, there's a shutfus. That probably would be the best way to learn. There's a shutfus between the Bailam and Hekdesh. In other words, according to the Chachamim, Yemakdesh Akarbim, you're out of the picture. You have no Zechusei Mamon, according to the Rabbana. And that's Lekula and Lechumra. Lekula and Lechumra. You have no Zechusim. If the animal is Mazik, you could wash your hands. That doesn't do with me. It's not my animal. Kochim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds no. Kochim Kalim, you can't wash your hands. You have tzchusim to the animal. But it's not yours in totality. It's not yours in totality. It has to be brought as a korban. The emurim don't go to you. The parts of the animal don't go to you. It's not yours. Elamite shutfis. Shutfis. Ask the Zer Avram. Shutfis is part of my sovereign. So what did the Gemara gain? What did the Gemara gain by saying Kostrim Kalim Alib Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, L'chol HaYosel, to the maximum, you and Hekdesh have bailus together. It's not you alone. It's not yours. So if that's the case, So that's also part of Ma'aseh Behemah. Why is Hekdesh worse than any Shutif? If you took this animal, right, and you had a Shutif with another person 10%, they have 10% in the animal. It's not in Ma'aseh Behemah. Shutifs. Part of Ma'aseh Behemah. So now Hekdesh is on the other end. It's much more complicated than a regular Shutif. L'chara, you have less bailus than a regular Shutif. You're more limited than a regular Shutif. As the Ktzais is saying, even the part that's yours, you can't fully sell. So it's not like a shutfis. It's less than a shutfis. But the maximum, at the max, you could say, it's like shutfis. According to Yosi Aglili, it could be equated to shutfis. Shutfis is also part of from Ma'aseh Behemah. That's what Mrs. Zalman Meltzer's kasha. But I'm asking differently. I'm asking you, that even if it would be yours in totality, which it's not, even if it would be yours in totality, it's already a kol. How could you take a shlomim and make it into a maaser? It's another kol. Now let's just finish the gemara. I'll take your questions. Says the gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds its mom and bailim because it says ma'al ma'al b'ashem. This is too much for sapikot. The rabbis kotchim kalim shem mom and bailim. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So he holds that if I give my kachim kalim to a shomer to watch, he has the generic shomer responsibilities to me. Salkadai dechamini de lasu, kamash malan did not. Says the Gemara, wow, that's great. Chochanami, take. According to Yosi Aglili, Meiser shlomim, you should taka be able to put it into the corral for Ma'aseh Behemah. Hochanami. Fame Hochanami. Says the Gemara, Gzeres HaKosov, right? Yee Kodesh Yom Rachmono V'loy Shekvah Kodesh. It's a new Gzeres HaKosov. Yee Kodesh V'loy Shekvah Kodesh. Since it's already Kodesh, there's no din of Ma'aseh Behemah. It's a Gzeres HaKosov. Without the Gzeres HaKosov, there would be. So unless you learn, we brought down the Milchas Chinuch Shkoyach to Naftali. Where is he? Shkoyach to Naftali? He's here. Isn't he? I just saw him. No? Anyway. Unless you learn like the Milchas Chinuch, who says, he talks about Psulei Mugdoshim, that maybe this halacha would even be applicable to Psulei Mugdoshim. If you look at the Milchas Chinuch over there, the outline Milchas Chinuch and Sivkot Meches, so he, in that piece, he says, if you go to the next paragraph, he says, anyway, that's the Milchas Chinuch. I mean, Milchas Chinuch has a shtickle with Lakut Medagansa shtickle Torah that maybe that Hekdesh and Nivdu would be Potter from Ma'aseh. If you learn that that's Potter from Ma'aseh Behemah, then you could say that's what you need the Pasuk for. Right, but that doesn't work either, because let's go on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Time in the Kodesh of Rachmano, Yer Kodesh, Holav Hoche, Hava Minich Haile Kedushas Ma'aser Ilayim." Now the Gemara finally asked the question that we were asking: what's the Kedushas Ma'aser Chal? Where? How? This is another carbon. This is a shlomim. How does it become a ma'aser? You can't. This is not a hat. You take off your shtreimel, you put on your hat. This is, you are what you are. That's the most kasha. Zok the Gemara. What's going on? Hash the kedusha chamua kedusha kala loychayil. Even if you wanted to take kachim kalam and make it to kachim, it wouldn't work. Kedusha kala kedusha kalam iboy. So you want to what? Take meiser and make it on. It's kedusha. It's also kachim kalam. Ma'i ditnan. Echel kotshem is bech, echel kotshem berabash, ein mishanem oisem kedusha l'kedusha. Havu Magdish and Ekdashilu. You could take a Koshim Mizbeach and you could give it some Kedushas Berek Abayis because you have Tevis Ano. We spoke about this many times. You could give the animal to whichever Kohen you want. That value you could give to Berek Abayis. Fine, that's a side issue. Mao de Tema. Hossam. Listen to this answer. Hossam. Kol Behema Lav La Oila Kaima. The animal, every animal that you're makdish, let's say I make something into an oil, okay? Before it was chulin. It was chulin with absolutely no premise to be anything else. So there, once I make it into an oil, I can remove the oil. Says the Gemara, Avul hocha kol behema lemaisa kaima. So therefore I would say, here I need the oil to teach me. What in the world does this mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Does the right now, I'm asking you one question, I'll prove to you from the next line in the Gemara what the Gemara means. But I have two ways to learn the Gemara right now. One way I can learn the Gemara is, every animal has a pre-existing shibud for Maaser Behema. One second. Every animal has a pre-existing shibud. I'm going to explain it to you in Bava Kama terminology. Because Kotrim was just going to get a headache. But the end is, it's not going to work. Bava Kama terminology, this is the way I explain it to you. Every animal has a pre-existing shibud. I am the shibud to be Maaser Behema, to be part of Maaser Behema process. I don't have to be the Maaser. I have to be part of the deer. Yeah, I have a shibud. So every cow is walking around saying, remember, there's a shibud on me. Fine. One second. No different than I have a property that has a lien on it to Yehuda. Have a property that has a lien to Yehuda. Okay, so the property looks at me and says, Radinsky, remember, you have a lien on me to Yehuda. Now, I could take the property and sell it to David. Now it's David's property. But, should Yehuda come in, Yehuda could walk over, throw off his ownership, right? Throw it off and take over. Why? Because you have a previous shibud. Your shibud was not strong enough to stop me from being able to sell it to David. But there's a pre-existing condition on the field that you have a right to it. And therefore, should you exercise that right, David Resnick's ownership gets thrown away. Then you could come back to me and we could have a din Torah. I sold it to you. I owe you money. That's between me and you. Yehuda doesn't have to deal with that. Yehuda is just... So, if we're going to take the Bava Kama concept, we'll take it out of Maaser Behema. Every animal has a shibud to be part of the Maaser Behema process. You went and you took the animal, you made it into a shlomim. Shlomim works. Because otherwise, how did it become a shlomim? Shlomim works. Just like I could take a property that's meshubah to Yehuda and sell it to David. But now, should you make it into Maaser Behema? So Maaser Behema comes in and says, hey, one second. My shibud comes first. So Maaser Behema comes, chucks out the shlomim, and puts on the Maaser Behema shtraimel. So in fact, the shtraimel is removed. Okay? I made it very simple, right? Simple. It's b'chlal not simple. For so many different reasons. First of all, I'll prove to you from the Gemara that that's not pshat in the Gemara. That's the way elementary you would read the Gemara. That this is different. Every oiler, you can't make the shlomim. Because what right does the shlomim have to jump in on the oiler? Or what right does the oiler have to jump in on the shlomim? But over here, Maaser could come and say, what do you mean, Meikora? I'm the original. That would be the way, if we were learning now in elementary school, that's the way we could tie up the Gemara. Yeah? But if that's Taka Pshat in the Gemara, that would mean that the Gemara held that now it's no longer a shlamim, it's Maisa. Right? So what's the Gemara's question? The Gemara says, okay, Avalocha Kobe Maisa came Avgavaka Shaloi Poka Yisur the Maisa Mine. Ulamain Afkemine? Says the Gemara, Lamain Afkemine? Lemekam Alei Beloi Goel Beloi Machel. The Gemara says, Lamain Afkemine? What do you mean, Lamain Afkemine? You just threw Shlomim off and made it into Maisa. You just took the animal, you threw off Shlomim, and you put on Maisa. Period. End of story. What's the Gemara talking about? Gemara says, what? You know what the Nafkamina would be? Now you have a Shlomim with a Loi Mocha and a Loi Gozikahalach. No! I thought we just explained it. The whole way it becomes Meiser is that Meiser really was the one who was grandfathered from the beginning. So Meiser walks in and says, you know what, you Shlomim, take a walk. I'm here from the beginning. I'm replacing you. Okay, so then what's the most of my nafkamina? It's regular Meiser Behemah. It's no longer a Shlomim. It's Meiser Behemah. Why does there have to be an afkamina chum? The Gemara is looking out for a chumra. What chumra now is going to be here? What chumra? It's ma'aser behemah. There's no din of shinei bailam. All the halachas changed now. All of a sudden now it turns into a new kum. Elamai, the Gemara is assuming, no, you can't change the kum. So you can't change the kum. So how do you? So why does it have lo yimachem v'lo yigoel? Go back to our original question. Lo yimachem v'lo yigoel is not a mitzvah. Lo yimachem v'lo yigoel is a consequence of being a ma'aser behemah. So either it is ma'aser behemah or it's not ma'aser behemah. If it's a carbon ma'aser behemah, so it's not a shlomim. It's ma'aser behemah. If it's not ma'aser behemah, then it's not going to have the consequence of lo yimachem v'lo yigoel. So the whole thing geht nicht. The whole thing doesn't rhyme. Now, I'm just showing you from within the structure of the Gemara, you see, that the Gemara is not, never really threw out the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how could you make from a Kutchum into Maisa Behema? That doesn't work. The Gemara never threw that out. The Gemara basically said, well, maybe this is how it works. It's since Maisa Behema preceded it, the concept of Maisa Behemah preceded it. Memela, what? Simply, Memela, it could cancel out the Shlomim or whatever other carbon it is. If that's the case, so then what's the Gemara saying? My nafkamina, l'meikam aleibam l'yimachav l'yigoyal. It's not l'yimachav l'yigoyal. It's my nafkamina, it's carbon Maisa. It's not carbon Shlomim anymore. Elamite is a carbon. It is an Elamite. Gemara is assuming, Daka. It remains a carbon shlomim. It's going to remain a carbon shlomim with the chumras of Maisa Behemah, which is so mind-boggling, Meireshav Ad Gemira. And not only that, it's even more shver than that. Because Bishloima, if this animal itself had a shibud to be a carbon Maisa Behemah, okay, then we could say, you know what, this animal had on it a list of isurim, potential isurim that are going to be chal on it. Okay, amongst those isurim is lo yimachav v'lo yigoel. Now, you took this animal, you made it into a shlomim. So you took off, you tried to take off lo yimachav v'lo yigoel. Right? That's what you tried to do. That doesn't work. It's almost like that stays. It's taka shlomim, but that's not even true. If I took this animal and didn't put it through the corral, because I didn't want to, nothing will happen to it. It has no pre-existing lo yimachav v'lo yigoel. If I put it through the corral and it's not the one that's chosen for number 10, it doesn't become usher. Below you go, it doesn't become us. I could do whatever I want with this animal. Grada is a mitzvah to put it into the corral, and grada, if it ends up becoming Maisa Behemah, it'll have the consequences of Maisa Behemah. But I didn't do that. So I would have taken this animal and I would have sold it to Rabbi Yosef. And I could have sold this with 10 of its friends. Rabbi Yosef could have had a good time with it. Mechire, geule, achile, line, shtia, siche, whatever you want. Right? So now, I didn't give it to Yosef. I made it into a kol. What's the leimach of leigoel? What's the leimach of leigoel? For what? So the only way to explain leimach of leigoel is to say it turned into a kol b'maisa behemah. But it can't turn into a kol b'maisa behemah because it's a shlomim. Do you hear what's bothering me? Does everybody hear what's bothering me? I feel like it's mamish marafi sigra. Do you know what's bothering me? I mean, this is mind-boggling. You're pretty amazing. If you think this is exactly what we said last week, you're pretty amazing. Givaldic. Okay, let's hear it. Reb David, you have pshadia? It's not a pella? Do you hear what he's saying? I feel severely learning disabled. I don't begin to. What's the shaykhs? Does anybody chap what's going on here? Joe, you hear what he's saying? Here you have an animal that's a shlomim. Are we all in agreement that there's a shlomim?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Can I take this animal and bring it as a shlomim? Of course. Can I beguile it?
Why not?
So now I took that animal that already was another carbon and I tried to make it into...
No, you didn't try. You put 10 animals, one was a shlomim in there, and it turns out...
But I ask you, that shlomim... Yeah. Could that shlomim become a carbon ma'aseh behemah?
Sure. Because if you take that shlomim and you go ahead and you put 9 other animals around it...
Forget the 9 animals! If I put a pig in there with 9 other animals,
no,
what's two dinim? It's now I was mafreshit.
It's one of the. Not two dinim. There are ten animals. The tenth animal that comes out is called Maisa Behemah.
So I asked you if there's a pig, does it become Maisa Behemah?
No, it has to be
right
for a
carbon. Oh! Givaldik! Now we're in the same religion at least. And here I have an animal that's not roi for a carbon.
Why not?
It's a shlomim. Because it's a shlomim. It's not roi for... I assume he doesn't mean roi for Maisa Behemah. He means roi for... It has to be roi for Maisa Behemah. If I have 9 animals and a yoina...
Not roi,
right? It has to be roi for Maisa Behemah.
So
a shlomim is not roi for Maisa Behemah. Because you can't be makdish a shlomim and make it into ma'aseh behemah.
You're not being makdish. It's automatic. You're not doing anything.
What's automatic?
You have 10 animals in a corral. Say you have 10 shlomim in a corral. 10
shlomim. What's going on? If you have a behemoth that's mukdashim, it can't make a bechor. Why? Because even though bechor is kedusha b'me'eleha, because it's already something else. So why is this different than that? You can't have more kedusha b'me'eleha than... You can't have more kedusha b'me'eleha than a bechor. Right? But even bechor can't be chal on another kedusha. Because it's already something else. We don't say, well, it's something else and it's a bechor. Because it has a pre-existing something else. Which was the whole Gemara's Kasha. That's why I don't get what you're... That was the Gemara's Kasha. According to you, what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara asked, one second, how's the Kedusha Chal?
Right. How is the Kedusha Chal?
What was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara should answer. The Gemara should answer like it did on the beginning of the Perek. Not Lakrava. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said, "Kol be'ema olamaisa kind." Memela has a pre-existing condition, right?
The pre-existing condition to be called maisa.
It doesn't even need that, according to you. Why does it need it? It's no stira. It's no stira, according to you. You can make maisa be'ema from kachim. There's no stira. According to you, there's no stira. You can make maisa be'ema and be kachim at the same time. It's no problem. Lushitoscha. So what's the problem? The Gemara comes with a kasha. The Gemara didn't answer that over here there's two dinim. The Gemara said this behemah has a pre-existing condition. Before it became an oila, it was already pre-existing a miser. That's not the point according to you. According to you, it's kachim. So what? You can wear two hats. I don't have to. That's not even true. I don't have to. I have a mitzvah. I don't have to. I could take the animal and sell it. I could take the animal and sell it. So now I took the animal, I was makdish it. So what's the difference?
But that's not what you did.
I was makdish it.
You were makdish it and then
yeah.
You
first. Yeah. Just like if I sell it. Yeah.
Else, right?
Yeah. No, that's what the Mishnah is telling you here. That you have a chiv to put it into your corral. If not for the din of yeah kodesh and loy shekvar kodesh, you have a chiv to put it back. Why? Even on kachim. Even on kachim. So what's the problem? You don't have to come on that it's a pre-existing.
So that's exactly what the Gemara is.
You don't need a pre-existing condition.
No, but that's exactly.
You don't need a pre-existing is when you have a stira. You have a contradiction. The whole Gemara's kasha was we have a contradiction. We have a kedushas bechor. We have now a kedushas maisa that wants to be chal on the shlomim. That doesn't work. The Gemara should answer. The Gemara never turned back from that Havamina. The only way the Gemara got out of that Havamina was by saying, there's a pre-existing Meiser here. The Gemara didn't get out of it by saying, Meiser and Shlomim can live together. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, well, here there's a pre-existing, and let's say the Chiv Meiser would be Chal later. The Gemara's agreeing it wouldn't be Chal over here. Why not? It's a Zoram de Galocha. When you put it into the corral. What's the problem? Just like you said. I could take the Shlomim and put it elsewhere. I could take the Shlomim and put it into the corral. That's how it would be Chal. Oh, so you're saying it is Tali and Shibud?
No, it's not a Shibud without.
You hear what's going on?
Is okay on anything else on it. It's not a question of either or. It's either.
Okay, you know, we'll talk afterwards. We'll continue next week. Zev, we could talk. I'm just on one hand. If you're trying to say that Zroyim...